Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
This is Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater, and I want to help you regain your healthy lifestyle, not just put a patch on the symptom of the day. This is how I'm putting the health back into healthcare. Please visit drdavidwick.com. The Wimbledon Championships are in full swing, no pun intended, and it reminds me that many people injure themselves with tennis elbow or golfer's elbow every year, regardless of the season. Nonetheless, the summertime gives us more reasons to be outdoors and participating in those activities that might lead to elbow injuries. Tennis elbow, lateral epicondylitis as it's known medically, is a condition where the tendons of the forearm muscles that attach the outside bony bump of the elbow are inflamed. The inflammation of the tendons on the inside of the elbow are known as golfer's elbow. These injuries can result from blunt forces, but often occur just from overuse. Repeating the same motions over and over again can lead to pain and tenderness as the tendons become inflamed. Though racket sports or golfing can cause these injuries, so can repetitive motions while on your job or at your hobbies. Some people especially prone to these injuries are those performing carpentry, painting, and plumbing. It also affects a high number of auto mechanics, cooks, and butchers. The best way to prevent these injuries are a variety of strengthening and stretching exercises. The muscles most affected by tennis elbow injuries are those that bend the wrist backward. Stretching the wrists into that extension position can help to keep the muscles more flexible. Those muscles most affected by golfer's elbow are the ones that bend the wrist forward. You could stretch those by holding the back of your hand and pushing gently downward. Massage can also be very useful. An exercise combination of wrist curls and hand squeezes can help strengthen the forearm muscles. But I should say that it's important to tone all major muscles of the spine, shoulders, forearms, and wrist. These support us in the variety of daily activities that we enjoy, and focusing on one group of these muscles disproportionately can actually promote other injuries. If one does have a tennis elbow or golfer's elbow injury, the good news is that most of these injuries resolve without surgery. Specific stretches, exercises, icing, taping, and bracing can help take the pressure off of the injured elbow and give it a chance to heal. It will probably require a period of rest, but it's worth it. As usual, finding the right mix of activities and rest is a fine art. Your health professional should be a very useful guide toward the plan that's right for you. Work with him or her if you are injured, and you will find many ways to reduce the pain and swelling from the injury. After you're healed up, you'll be able to plan together to prevent future injuries. For many people, chiropractic care is a great fit to accomplish these goals.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.